You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Holy Spirit, we thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for this day. Thank you for leading us and guiding us always. We thank you that as we are about to hear your word, you are going to open our eyes so that we will receive wonderful things out of the law. We thank you, Father, for the blessing of a new day to receive knowledge and to be filled with the fullness of God. We bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. And you may please be seated. Amen. Welcome to church. Before I preach, I want to introduce some books. Hallelujah. It's important. Books. The Bible says in Isaiah 29 that the vision of all is become as words that are written in a book. Okay, so books. I'm introducing these books because I want you to be readers. Anybody? I said long ago, I heard, you know, Robert Ladin talking, and then he mentions and says that he's read over 11,000 books. You don't like that? No problem. Because you haven't gotten to 100 yet, so it can break your heart. But it is not too late. Hallelujah. Tell somebody it's not too late. You can start your journey now. I'm telling you, reading books changes your life. Hallelujah. Read, be a reader. There are too many of you who have enough time. Look, TikTok, it will waste your time. You're always on Facebook, on TikTok. You can apportion your day. Okay, I'll show you. I'm not saying go off TikTok. You won't go. You will not. Whatever I do, you will not leave. So just look at your day and say, okay, look, every day you give just 30 minutes to it. So you set the time, you look at the 30 minutes. When it is over, you can even delete the app when the next day comes. Because some of you, you'll be tempted. So when the next day comes, then you download again, then you do your 30 minutes. Then you use other time slots for reading. If you don't plan, you see, time is like money. Tell somebody, time is money. Oh, you won't say it, because the revelation that is coming about time, this is important. The time is really money. Because it is your amount of time you put into a work that they pay you back for. So you work for 8 hours a day times whatever that they pay you at the end of the month. Why? Because you gave time at the workplace. You could have slept in the house, but you decided to go to the workplace. So when you get money, you see, you budget your money. You pay your tithe, you do this. So in that same way, I was going to say that you must budget your time. If you don't budget your time, you will waste your time. So you budget your time. So I'm helping you to budget your time. That's why I'm saying that those of you who say, oh, as for TikTok, yeah, I must TikTok. No problem. So apportion the time for it and make sure that you use it. And then apportion time also for reading. You clap your hands for this. These are things that people pay monies to go and hear. But me, I'm giving you spiritual wisdom. I'm getting you from the word, from a spiritual point of view. So budget your time. Because time is, if you don't budget it, you will squander it. Monies that you don't budget, you squander. Budget your time every day. Anyway, I had another one, but your faces are not exciting. So no. No, next time, let your face be exciting and welcoming. I'll give you all right. I'm looking at faces, so when I'm preaching, I have to look at your face, whether you are smiling, whether you are excited about the revelation. I said, budget your time, like you budget your money. Anytime you think about your day, I'm even about to say it, but I won't say it because your faces were not exciting. Are you speaking for all? Now, look at this. So, I will say it. I will look at the face. When the faces change, I mean, chip with him. Your face is very important. You can't just have a straight face when such powerful revelations are coming. Mama Sawyer, Anamubwa. I'm looking at your face. When powerful revelations are coming to you, you must be excited and say, wow. Budget. How many of you budget your time? You don't. And any revelation, it's not answer. Now, I'm just introducing these books to you. The vision of all. Give us Isaiah 20:29. The vision of all is become as words that are written in a book. The vision of all. Your vision are words that are written in a book. You see, 29:11. Yeah. Now, the vision of your life are words that are in a book. Don't joke with books. As you are sitting and crying, your life is in a book. Read. You won't read it. And the old adage, they said if you are trying to hide something from a black man, just put it in a book. Even $100 bill you will need, just put it in a book. Don't put it in words. Because if you put it in words that, there is $1,000 that is under your bed, that will be more difficult for the person. You get $1,000 and put it in a book. He will not open it. And he'll be in the house hungry. Meanwhile, there's $1,000 that is in a book. Ow! So the vision of all, they are like words. This is it. It's in the Bible. They are like words that are written in a book. It is given to the learned, saying, read it, read it, read it, read it, read it, read it. All right? Now, I'm introducing to you powerful books, exciting books, life-changing books, ministry-changing books. When I say life-changing, I mean ministry. Ministry changes your life. Working for God changes your life. If you don't work for God, it is like you say, I won't work for anybody. It means you have to work for yourself. It's a two-way affair. It is either this or that. So when you work for God, it changes your life. If you don't do anything for God, you're actually working for someone else. I'm sure you know the person. Or you don't know the person. That's why you must do something for God. So all these are life-changing books for your life and for your ministry. All right. Now, I've launched them, but I have some few copies that are available. I'm just introducing them to you. See our sister out there. I have given a good deal, very good deal for you to be able to purchase. It's good. It's good. I mean, if you buy a book for 60 cedis today, the price of the book is like 20 cedis. Because it is just that our currency has tripled. Just like 3-4 months ago, the worth of our money has the dollar has become like twice. As of December last year, the dollar was hovering around 5. If it is now entering into like 16, you calculate and see. So the thing has become 3 times. This morning, Prophet was saying the fuel they used to buy in January, fuel for generator, was 6,000. Now it is 18,000. Do you understand? Times 3, yes. Times 3. Then it's the truth. So I'm just saying that it's a good deal. Try and buy it. It's not expensive. But you read it, and then God will bless you because you will receive revelation. All right? That's why the Bible says in Psalm 1, I say, open thou our eyes that we may see wonders. You see, wonderful things out of the law means wonders. So I'm just introducing the books again. I've launched them. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping. Don't regret. Don't live a life of regret. Okay? Make use of your time today. If you have strength, if you have life, you must do something now because there's... I saw a picture of King Pele, the footballer, sitting in a wheelchair. He cannot play the football. He cannot go to the World Cup now. He can't. He can't be in Qatar. It's over. You must also know seasons of your life so that you don't live a life of regret. If he had not done his best, I was going to sit down and say, look, I would have been the world best player. Only that I didn't do anything here, but he did his best. It's called weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay? It's not, your life is not going to be like this forever. Your strength will not be up. 100%. You are strong. It's not going to be like that forever. Therefore, you must do something today. All right? Try and get a hold of this book and read about things that you must do so that you don't regret, live a life of regret. Get the book and read. If you don't read, you will not understand. And you will not live a certain life. The privilege. Some of you must understand that Serving God is a privilege. Being in church is a privilege. Your sitting here is a privilege. Your hearing the word of God is a privilege. We have a privilege to be in an atmosphere where we can worship. There are countries you cannot serve God. It's not possible. You are not free to serve God like this. You can't openly even declare you are a Christian and hear the word of God. So it's a blessing to hear the word of God that comes to cleanse you every day. Every day. So the privilege of serving God, the privilege of being part of shepherding, the privilege of being part of the people who take care of God's family and God's children. This book, The Privilege. Learn about your privilege. It is not your right. It is a privilege. There are a lot of things. It's not your right. Yes. It is not. The fact that you are in Ghana does not mean that... Like England, their currency will now have the king's picture on it. And all passports is given by the crown, given by the majesty. It's like, it's a privilege we have given you to have the name of the king put on you and you have a passport. Do you understand it? So like he says that he's sovereign. Though they have what we call the sovereign. So he's the sovereign. Yeah. In the United Kingdom, they have different aspects of their law. So they're sovereign, okay? And then they have other aspects of their constitution and their things. Okay, so it's a privilege that you be given that. So you see that in their passport, they write about it. It's like, oh, this is given by Her Majesty, whatever. It's a privilege. You cannot put your face and say that this passport was given to me by myself. You don't have that privilege. Do you understand it? So all you do is that you accept privileges. Okay, so that's why every passport in Ghana is given by the government of Ghana. It's like a privilege that is conferred on you. So your ability to travel is a privilege that you belong to this group of people called Ghanaians. So you can have your passport given you. And when you are, if you like, print your own passport with your own name. See, if you go to the airport, they will allow you to travel. From the Republic of Gabriel Kumsin. Hey! Where are you from? You don't have that privilege. So you have the privilege of being part of God's family, serving in the church, singing, doing something, playing instruments. Do you understand it? It's a privilege. All right. Now the next one is that I launched this book, Why Few Are Chosen. You know, we have many are called, right? Why are few chosen? So that one is very important. Many are called. But the end of that scripture says few are chosen. So let's even say, you like this. So I'll say it like, why are few chosen to become rich? Why are few chosen to be in the top of life's whatever? Why are few chosen when it comes to exams? Why is there few pass exams very well? Why are few chosen in certain fields? Why is this? Why is this that? You can easily become a hairdresser. Why is it that it's very difficult to become a medical doctor? Why is it that it's very difficult to pass and then go to the law school? Why is it that it is very easy to go to the place they pleat the hair? You can easily go there. I mean, you can easily go and then enroll as an apprentice. Why? Why is it that few are chosen here? So why are few chosen in the kingdom of God? This book will tell you why. It will make you eliminate all the mistakes why people don't ever achieve or do anything for God or become great in church or do something big for the Lord. And you will think that God hasn't called you. No. You fell in why you were not chosen. You are not fit. It's like you have become a kingdom misfit. You have to know that you can be in the kingdom, but you are a misfit for certain things. Like you are a president. You can't speak English. You can't go to G7. How can you become a president of Ghana? You can't speak English. You are a misfit. Although you are the right person, you are still a misfit for the role. So you must, if you want to be a president, you must prepare. So that when you arrive, you'll be able to speak English. You'll be able to interact with people. When you see people, you see white people, and they are talking. You say, hey, pardon? Pardon? What are you saying, pardon? You are a misfit. Pardon? What are you saying, pardon? Hey, what are you saying? It's a big English, No. Why are few chosen? Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the church must send or it will end. Now, this book, I'll tell you, This book is about why people's things end. It's like, why? Okay, for instance, there are footballers. As personally, I don't know how Michael Essien's football career ended. It was like a flash in the pan. Do you know a flash in the pan? It's like it just came, or a candle in the wind. Just a wind blew the lights. Suddenly, like he was not around. Oh, you don't get it. Hey, that's how ministries ended. How your life can end. How you may be on a path. For instance, how can you be on a path to doing well and suddenly it's like you are not doing well? What happened? So, how people's life ended. Now, if you want to do well, you must learn about the lives of others. You must learn because the path they were on and what caught them. You are on the same path, and you will also be met by the same temptation that they were met with. So when you want to do well, you learn. That's why biographies are important. So this is like biographies of people whose ministries were ended. And therefore, it's telling the church that if we also joke, we will end and we will finish. And the church will end. So it's just telling you about things in the Bible. How many great ministries. How did Lucifer's ministry end? You say anointed. Are you anointed? Lucifer was anointed. He understands one of the first and early groups of people in the Bible we know was anointed. The Bible says that thou art the anointed cherub. I made you so. God anointed him. Lucifer perhaps understands anointing more than anything else. This is just to tell you that when you are anointed, you can fall. You can finish. And he came from grace, top, being the topmost, to being the least and the most hated of all. Hated. He's the antagonist of heaven. He's the opposer of heaven. The dear one is one of the dearest people in heaven. I'm sure apart from the heavenly, the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Son, who's the dearest, I'm sure Lucifer was in the realms of the Spirit. But how did he come from being the dearest, one of the dearest, to being the most hated and telling you are the most, you are an opposer and your place is now a place of torment. One who used to actually walk on the stones of fire, was music came out of him. I mean, glorious, glamorous. How did he become the most beastly, the most hated, the most ugly of all? Watch it so that you too, you will know how to avoid that. Because something happened. Don't live that life. It is an ignorant life that makes you repeat some mistakes. Your responsibility is to find out. The Bible says, there's a scripture. The Bible says that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. And it is the honor of men to search it out or to find it. Give us the scripture. Glory of God is to conceal a thing. And the honor of a man is that you must find out. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing. But it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. You don't want to search out. That's why you are not a king. Huh? Search out. Get a book and read and search out. Yes. So God will conceal it for you to now find out how people made mistakes. And then you will be able to also avoid the mistakes. Are you understand? I don't know. I've not started preaching, but it looks like we are already preaching. There's a full message. I didn't intend to. I was just introducing the books. Look at where we are going to. I didn't plan to. I just came to. So this book is available. This book, but then it looks like I have to just do a little bit of intro. You know, it is for you to find out. Look, then you will tell God. But God, nobody told me. You have to find out. You have to find out. You are to find out so that you don't make the mistakes they made. You are supposed to find out. You are supposed to find out. It is your honor. Finding out is your honor. And if you don't find out, it's your dishonor. You will be dishonored for not finding out. If you find out, you become a king. It is the honor of a king. The king to search out. To search out. To find out. Things. Amazing, eh? Seeing and hearing. So this one is the book I was telling you. Find out why people fail so that you don't fail. And the seeing and hearing. There's a secret about seeing things and hearing things. Seeing the wrong thing. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. The Bible says that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Okay? So when you walk with the wise, you hear certain things, you see certain things. So you are supposed to see. You must plan your life and organize, I should put it this way, set for yourself before you things intentionally placed before you that you will see. Before you, you see them because it will affect you, and you will hear things. Don't allow yourself to hear evil. Some of you, you want to hear gossip. You like hearing gossip. You are setting yourself up for a fall. You'll be destroyed. There's nothing like gossip that promotes. Gossip doesn't promote. You are seeking out gossip instead of hearing good things, the things that will take you forward. You're always looking at your life is a life of gossip. Yes, gossip. Just gossip, gossip, gossip. Instead of hearing the right things, set the right things before you. If you've set the right things before you, you realize that you don't even have time for such things. You don't have time for people who are ignoramuses. Yes, the word ignoramus, you see, is a word. It was a legal word in the some time ago. It was meant to be a word that if like they bring a case, they search out before they could prosecute, they look into the case whether this case is important to prosecute. If it is not, they will say, oh, it's an ignoramus. It's not a proper, we don't waste our time on this case. So they will not even start the case in court. Some time ago, yes, ago. Yeah. Ignoramus. So you let's say, this is not worth it. I can't listen to this, please put it somewhere. Let's focus on seeing the right things. What are the right things that you have set before your eyes to see? When Jacob, how did Jacob become rich? Jacob became rich by setting the animals, he sets the animals to make sure that they see certain things, the striped, whatever, then he set them, he did it before them, and then he placed it before them where they were going to meet. So as they were having fun, they were also seeing the right thing. As they were going to, because the right thing was set before them. So as it was, I don't know how it works, but their system became accustomed to giving birth to that type of, that's made him rich. That's a supernatural thing. Do you understand it? So what you see, what you hear is important. It's amazing. You don't know how it works, but it works. So set before your eyes the right thing. And your ears. Don't listen. Some of you, you are always listening to radio. I don't think so. You must have, even if it's a radio, you must know what you are listening to on the radio. Because there are people who are just going to dump. Okay, somebody has found a lie, but he's selling the lie. And you have allowed your ear to be listening to lies that people are saying, speaking about. A lot. Do you know a lot of what you are hearing are lies? Lots of them are lies. Cooked. They must cook it and propagate it. So Hitler had a propaganda secretary. Propaganda secretary. They can manufacture lies and then propagate it. Feed them with the lies. Let them believe it. That's how it is. So now we have radio stations, and everybody now even has a TV station. Like your Facebook is your own TV station. Your TikTok is. So people are saying everything. Why don't you allow yourself to hear the right things? Hallelujah. And to see the right things. So seeing and hearing has so many things. Seeing and hearing has so many advantages. Seeing and hearing guarantees humility. Seeing and hearing a rise to the next level. So many things. Your rise to the next level. So I'm just introducing these books to you. I have some few of them. So I believe that our sister Mary is here. She will give you a good package. Very good deal. I told you, if you even buy a book at 100 cedis, divide it into three. That is how much it is today. It's like 100 cedis is nothing. It's actually half. So it's a blessing to help the books ministry. And what we're doing is that we want to print more books. God will bless you. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Yes, a little bit of introduction. And then I'll give you a point about tithing. All right? So I'm going to preach about why non-tithing Christians. The reasons. I'm giving you reasons why people who don't pay tithes, they are likely to be poor in the kingdom of God. And people who pay tithes are likely to be rich. How they can become rich. All right? So I was speaking to you in the Last Sunday, I started talking to you about spiritual problems of people who do not pay tithes. Spiritual problems of people who do not pay tithes. The first is that people who do not pay tithes, people do not pay tithes because they are disloyal. Rebellion and disloyal people don't pay tithes. The Bible talks about Judas in John chapter 12 that he was actually a thief and he was actually going to betray. You see, the Bible says that he was about to betray him. And he is the one who said, "Don't. Why are you giving this money and why are you spending this money in the ministry?" Do you understand it? So that's the first point. I believe I've given that to you already. Number two, people do not pay tithes because they are rebellious. Now, disloyal was Judas. The rebel, the scripture is 1 Samuel 15 by Samuel telling Saul that to obey is better than sacrifice. You didn't obey. And he said, because you rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. All right? So I pray that you will not be rejected by God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening to me? And this is a very important scripture. Rebels don't listen to what God says and don't do God's things. So rebellion is actually in the heart. Okay? I'll tell you what it is. Don't let maybe you are a very cool person. There are people who don't even talk. But they are very rebellious because it's in their heart. They will never obey the instructions. They will not. But they have a nice disposition, very nice face. They will smile at you. But they are rebels at heart. You see, because they are soul rebels. Rebels against the truth. Against what God says. And will not do it. Will not do it. So that makes you a rebel. You wouldn't like the term. It sounds very harsh. But I'll tell you something. The Bible talks about it. And this is a scripture to attest to that. About this is even why Saul's ministry ended. That's how his ministry. God said, "I will reject you." Because 1 Samuel 15:23. He says that. "For because you have rejected the word of the Lord." You see. And he says that. "I will also reject you from being king." And here we see that says that rebellion is as a sin of what? Witchcraft. Hey, you can't even believe it. Witchcraft. Stubbornness is as, the sin of idolatry and iniquity. Iniquity, you don't like it, but it is the description that God gives us in the Bible. All right. God bless you. Number three, people do not pay tithes because they only obey sections of the word of the Lord. All right, the Bible says that as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, also in all diligence. You see, you abound in diligence, hard work, working hard, doing your best. All right, and then in your love for in your love as well. It says that you also seek to it that you abound in this thing also. So seek to it that this one also you abound in it. Okay, this grace. This is also a grace. You must abound in it. It's a giving grace. Tell somebody it's a giving grace. Do you have the giving grace? Some people don't have the giving grace. You don't abound in the giving grace. All right. So don't obey sections, but believe God to obey all. Number four, people do not pay tithe because they are greedy. All right. The Bible talks about the ways. He says that those are the ways of the one that is greedy for gains. All right. So there's the way. There's the way of the greedy. May you not walk the way of the greedy. The way. Proverbs chapter 1 says, so is everyone who is greedy. The ways of everyone who is greedy for gains. Greedy for gains. Greedy for gains. Don't be a greedy person. Greedy person. You want to have all. That's how you are. You are greedy. Tell somebody you are greedy. And that's the same. How many of you have been swindled in business by somebody before? You realize that the person took all instead of giving you. Maybe there was some money. Lift up your hand. A lot of people have experienced that. You realize that there was something. You say, "Oh, order more 10 cities if you want far more." She have given you. Lift up your hand. You realize that some money be. It's like that. People are just greedy. They want to take all. Meanwhile, your efforts was in the business and you did some of the work for them, but they will take all. They won't even mind you. That's why the Bible says that everyone who is greedy for gains, do you get it? You want to take all. God says 10% is mine. You want to take all. It makes you a greedy person. May you not be part of the greedy group of people. All right, number five. Number five. Actually, I preached about the greedy man on a weekday service. You want to hear it? I told a story about the greedy man and the envious man. If you came for the Tuesday service, you must hear it. I'm sure it will be on podcast. Okay, the greedy man. Two amazing people. You want to know about these two people and what they did. The greedy man. One was called the greedy man. The other one was, Mr. Greedy Man. The other one was Mr. Envious Man. And then the king asked them that he wanted to give something to them. And you should hear what they wanted from the king. When the king gave them a blank check. You should listen to it on the podcast. The greedy man and the envious man. You must hear it. I'm telling you, when you listen to it, you'll be shocked. You'll be aghast. You say, ah, you listen to it. Number five, people do not pay tithe because they are not spiritually minded. Now, spirituality will make you think in a certain way. Spirituality, you see, your mind must think in the realms of the spirit, must have a spiritual backing. All right? How you are thinking can be guided by the spirit or can be guided by the flesh. Two things. And then I shared on this and I said that. You see, when Ananias and Sapphira, okay, when they were thinking to take part of the, they took back part of the price of the land. Now, they thought it was their own thinking. But then the Bible says that Peter said to them that, he said that, why has Satan filled your heart? Why have you allowed Satan to be the spirit that influences your thinking? So you thought that you were thinking, but in Acts chapter 5, the Bible says that he said, why has Satan filled your heart to lie? When they were planning to lie, it was actually not their thinking. They thought it was their thinking. All your thinking patterns are either guided by the Holy Spirit or by satanic influence or by natural thinking, the natural way of thinking. What's the natural way of thinking? There's no money. So you cannot give to anybody. Okay. Is that not natural? Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense. 100 over 100. When you take it to the University of Ghana, they'll say you are right. But when you take it to heaven, you get 0 over 100. In fact, you have minus 50 over 100. It won't work there. Because it doesn't work like that. That's why, you see, you like to receive the blessing of Genesis chapter 26. The blessing of Genesis chapter 26 was somebody who was doing something against every naturally known principle. He was almost like he was swimming against the tide. It was not right. The Bible says that, and there was famine in the land. There was famine in the land. Besides the first famine, there was famine. And the Lord told Isaac that he should not travel. And the Bible says that, and Isaac sowed. Why do you sow? So sowing here is paying your tithe. He sowed. In the time there's famine, the famine is a period you realize there are no rains. Usually there are no rains. There are no harvests. It's not a time to even sow because now you need food to eat. What you have to eat is usually what you have saved because now it's not a time to... But you are hungry now. You think about it. When will this crop grow and you're able to harvest to feed yourself? By the time it grows, the famine is even ended. But you need food. But then the Bible says that, and Isaac sowed in the land. And in that same year, he reaped 100-fold. And then after that, look at that. Then after that, the Bible says, and God blessed him. And he works with it. And God blessed him. And you're talking, please give us that. Give us all. And God blessed him. God blessed him. God blessed him. God blessed him. And the Bible says that, and he became great. He went forward and grew until he became very great. It's all as a result of sowing in a season when everything logical was against sowing. But he was a spiritual person. Spiritual mindedness made him do something practically that everybody could see. What is he doing? What is this guy doing? What is this foolish guy doing? When we need grains, we need corn to eat. Instead of giving other people money and helping them, they are poor. If you have extra, you are going to plant at this season. He was spiritually minded. when there was famine, and he became great. The man, and God blessed him. God blessed him because in the time when everybody was hoarding, he realized that hoarding was not good. What kind of thinking is this? It must have been a spiritual way of thinking. Are you understand what I'm saying? Look at that. He sowed in that land and received 100-fold. And look at that. God bless him. Go back. God bless him. Oh, why are you taking us to? God bless him after he sowed. God bless him. What will make you be blessed? Have a spiritual mind, eh? God bless him. And give us the money, say that. And he waxed great. He went forward. He grew until he became very great. Look at that. No. It's not in 27. It's in 26. Search for it. Anyway, it's not the main message. So, if you are not finding it, it's in 26. All right. So, are you becoming spiritually minded? Yeah. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded, natural thinking leads to death. Natural thinking leads to death. You know, the reason why natural thinking leads to death is because if you look at Ghana, when you naturally think, the course of things, the trend of things today, you realize that naturally you can't even predict. You can't. You must be a person of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will lead you to do things. Do you get it? You can't do what everybody is doing. I want to tell you why people don't do well. People fail because you find out that this person is doing this business and you also want to go to it. Do you know the kind of insights the person has about that business? The flair the person has for that business. The understanding the person has about that business. You just follow suit and you do this. Everybody does this and you are also going to do it. So, sika woman, you know when you scanner. That should be your question. If you're able to find out and know the reason behind how it is done, then you will also be able to say, okay, I think I have enough insights. I believe I can do it. So all I'm saying is that you need the Spirit of God to guide you. So people who don't pay tithe are just natural thinkers. My salary is this. One day somebody puts on our school platform. Every day, when I looked at it, I said, this guy, he's trying to tempt us. And then when he put it up, he said, oh, we have a bishop on the man castle biano hopo. Man castle biano. We need time for them. Kwasi asamu. Uncle Pel be number answer mahon. Opele owe ni answers. Uncle take me messages. My answers are in the messages. We need time, crap. Do you know what? The person said, oh, you have gone for a loan. In the first place, who asked you to go for the loan? What did you do with the loan? They've gone for a loan, and at the end of the month, they've deducted this, and you paid your this, and it is left for this, and as you pay tithes, oh. The argument is flawed. If I am to deal with this, I'll puncture holes in the first set of argument before we come to must you pay tithes. Puncture holes in the first line. You went for a loan. Who asked you to go for a loan? Which principle are you operating with that you went for the loan? What did you do with the loan? Where is the money? Where is the profits that you got from the loan? Have you been paying back the loan? The profits, the loan you took, the what you use for, if it's an investment, what is coming from the loan? Why don't you use it to pay for what you have gone for? Accounting. At the same class. At least we all understand accounting. So we must also think about it. But I'm saying that if you think about it, okay, your salary is this. When you take this, it's finished. So naturally thinking, there's no room for tithe. But actually, tithe is the first because it belongs to God. Yes. The shoe you are trying to buy may not be a necessity. If you look at the bill you are trying to pay, some of them are not necessary. Remember that there are some meals that are not necessary. You see, there are nice meals, but there are meals you can also eat and you'll be fine. Yes. So if you consider the type of food you want to eat, I also ask you, why don't you change it? I mean, buy Gary. Why have you bought? You see, you buy rice one bag. Have you bought Gary one sack like that? and put in your house. Charlie, I think I should continue with the message. Why have you not bought also one sack of where I've gone to buy perfumed rice, big one like that? Where is your Gary also to balance with it? You don't like it. That's it. Because we are Gary people. We like it. We eat Gary. Gary is not a bad meal. I mean, I think we can equate Gary to rice. It's all carbohydrates. So it's all carbohydrates. Why have you not bought 25 kg rice? I've not bought that before. I bought that. Got a Gary. You see, so I'm just saying that. Why have we not? So if your spending is high, it's because of some of the things that. So why have we also not bought this? I have. Do you know that I have plantain for the past weeks? Every time we have plantain, I had to go mifi. Every time plantain that I planted at the back of my house. Every time there's some in the house now. There's some in that. Oh, by the time I turn my eyes, why I read one show mom. One show mom. One show mom. Clap your hands for the Lord. It's there at the back of my house. One show umbra. I said so. Plant my backyard plantain. It's there. I harvested. I don't eat fufu. The cassava that I harvested at the back of, they are big like this. Big, big. The man couldn't even take all. Big, big, big. This is not the first time. So I'm just saying that, where is your farm? Where is your farm? You could have planted. And the plantain that I planted, I don't even know. I think that when it grows, not then others started grow. So, when this current one, I saw, I think there were two or three that were harvested. So I've seen that it's left with one beer. I said, as it was, then I looked at the back, said, which other one is coming up? I've seen that there are some others. I said, I'm just saying that. You see, if we look at these things in this way, you may easily be wrong. If we even sit down, we can also be wrong. That there are other things that are also very necessary. So let's not do that. Let us be spiritual. Okay, be spiritually minded and do what is right. And then you combine it with all the other things. All right? Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Our time is up. Oh, because I don't want to continue. I think it's okay. I think we are blessed this morning with. This morning, I think it is, you know, it's a fried rice that has, you know, there's like special fried rice. They put sausages in it. They put meat. So we have chicken fried rice. Oh, chicken meats. Chicken or meat fried rice. But this one is like chicken in it, meat in it, assorted fried rice with mushroom in it, everything is in the message. Clap your hands for the Lord. It's a type of service. Look, if you go and listen to the message, the scriptures and the revelations you have received this morning, it's too much. It's too much. So let's be spiritual. How many of you are going to be spiritually minded? Spiritual mindedness. Move from the realms of carnality. Carnal thinking. I've come to sit down. We are come to argue about. Why should I sit down? Why should you sit down and argue about tithes? Why? You are a carnal person. You are going to argue about that. If you want that, then that should be an unbeliever. But a spiritual person wouldn't need that. That should be an unbeliever. One that is not in the faith. And is struggling with that concept. And will usually not get a full revelation of that concept, because it is first of all spiritually discerned. For the natural man, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that, for the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You cannot know them. Why are you trying to know something when something that God is saying in the Bible is spiritually discerned, but you are a natural man? You can't understand it. They are spiritually discerned. The understanding comes first of all from the realms of the spirit. So the mind, before your mind can decode it, the spirit must reveal it. But you don't have the spiritual revelation, your mind cannot decode it. I'll teach you something. You see, do you know that your spirit being cannot do anything unless the mind is able to decode it? Do you know that? Even your spirit cannot do anything. So your spirit, any signal your person, I see in the realms of the spirit. Okay. The fact that you see in the realms of the spirit, let's even say you saw a prophetic thing in the realms of the spirit. Your spirit man cannot decode it for the mind. Your spirit man understands it, has received it. but now must be able to send it for the mind to decode it for understanding. So when you don't also receive this in the realms of the spirit, your mind cannot understand it. So why do you want to start off from the mind? I don't want to continue with this. At least those who understand should understand. You cannot. You can't understand it. So it's a spiritual place. So the Spirit of God must reveal this to you. That's what the Bible says. To be spiritually minded. To have the Spirit bring you a revelation of God's word. And then giving you the understanding thereof. Is life and peace. So you must receive spiritual insight to know that tithing is important. I must pay my tithe despite the conditions that I am in. Whatever God gives me, I must give what belongs to Him. Now, it shows that you are also grateful. If you are a spiritual person, you'll be grateful. That's why I said, whatever God gives you, because somebody is receiving 100 Ghana cedis a month, 100 cedis. Maybe somebody is receiving 300 cedis a month, and you are receiving 3,000. So the person is paying his 30 cedis as tithes, but you are receiving 3,000. You say it's not enough. And 3,000 may not be enough, yes. But somebody's 300, he's grateful over 300. It shows that you are not spiritual. That's why you don't understand that. It's not about the amount. It is about your spirituality that makes you grateful. That this belongs to God. Somebody is receiving 10,000, he's not paying tithe. Somebody is receiving just 1,000 and is faithful with tithing. What do you think? Who do you think is more respected in the realms of the spirit? Somebody is receiving $15,000, does not pay tithe. $15,000 a month. $15,000. People are receiving that, but are stingy with tithe. And they are Christians. And somebody will receive, the salary is 700 cedis or 750 Ghana cedis, and they faithfully pay 75. 75 they pay. Who do you think is respected in the realms of the spirit? God respect that person. God values that person. Hallelujah. So I want you to be spiritually minded. Okay? You know, and this concept is seen in the Bible. When God said that there was somebody, the widow's mite, said that he was standing and watching what the person was giving. God paid more respect to the widow's offering than the rich man's offering. Because the person could give more. So you don't know that. It's not about the money. It is about the spiritual weight of it. Spiritual weight. There's a weight that is given in the realms of the spirit. And you must be spiritually minded to understand tithing. And to understand that you're honoring God and paying your tithe is a spiritual thing. Amen. Amen. How many of you are believing that from today you will not default? You are going to be a tither. You must be a spiritual person. Clap your hands, stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.